At the edge of the Inside North Fork Road is the Rocky Point Trail. We're hiking up it, looking for the Montana Conservation Corps crew that is cleaning up the trail. This land up above Lake McDonald burned during the Robert Fire of 2003. Tall gray and black trees tower above the 10-year-old bright green lodgepole pine that reach about 5 feet tall. Volunteer coordinator Jessica Kusky with Glacier Park says volunteers on this day are cleaning up downed trees along the trail. Kusky says the Glacier Youth Corps partnership is open to young people aged 15 to 24.
I think anyone who has a love of nature wants to get out there and experience their national parks and isn't afraid of doing a little bit of hard work.
Kusky says it's an opportunity for the park to get different projects completed and for the volunteers to learn about careers in the Park Service. We don't catch up with the crew on the trail. They're too far ahead and working too fast. But we see freshly sawn logs pushed off to the side of the trail, showing where the crew has already passed. Around 4 in the afternoon, back at the trailhead, the crew returns. They've been working in the wilderness, so no chainsaws. Long, leather-wrapped crosscut saws are slung over shoulders, bouncing with each step as the volunteers make their way back to the dark green Suburban with the Montana Conservation Corps logo stenciled on the side. This is the last workday for the summer for these volunteers. 23-year-old Helen Burke of Maine got involved with the Montana Conservation Corps after graduating from college last year and loved it.
I went to college for environmental science and sustainable development, and this kind of program helps you connect to your communities and your environment in a really awesome way. So I happened to fall right into that, and it was pretty cool. So I was a member last year and got to be in the immersion crew, where we got to be in the Bob Marshall Wilderness for 3 whole months, and it was a mind-blowing experience and learned a lot about myself and how to be part of a group.
Montana Conservation Corps, or MCC, is one of the partners working with Glacier Park on the Youth Corps project. Crews from the MCC worked at the park this summer, as well as in places like the Bob Marshall Wilderness. Burke says her experience helps her know that this is what she wants to do.
A lot of people have gone through the Montana Conservation Corps that are working in public lands, so either in the Glacier National Park or with the Forest Service around here, and it's really cool to come across those people and know that at least maybe even a quarter of them did MCC, and that was their first step in the door. Really got to see what type of work was going on, got their name out there, and now are actually working for the park or working for the Forest Service. So it's, for me, that's encouraging to see, because I could maybe go that way as well.
Over a 10-week period this past summer, volunteers worked on trails, collected data for Glacier citizen science projects, native plant restoration, historic structure maintenance, noxious weed control, and backcountry shelter repair. The volunteers were working alongside staff from the park's fire management office, maintenance crews, and the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center. Kusky says the project also aims to connect the next generation with Glacier Park.
The youth are going to be the stewards of our national parks in the future, and so I believe this is an opportunity for them to get a more intimate look at what we do as park rangers and get a greater understanding of what the Park Service is responsible for managing.
The Glacier Youth Corps partnership is a 2-year pilot program. This first summer was funded through a $55,000 grant from the Glacier National Park Conservancy, and a matching $55,000 grant from the National Park Foundation will fund next summer's program. People interested in volunteering can contact Jessica Kusky at Glacier Park or the Montana Conservation Corps office in Kalispell. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.